ग्लानेर भवति भारत। अद्युतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भभामि युगे युगे, शम्भभामि युगे युगे। हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, welcome to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I'd like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coltsfield Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. We are at the temple every Sundays. We hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by Aarti of their lordship at 12:30, and then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness from 1 to 2, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and we finish the day's program at 2:30 with Vaishnavian feast. Please come along, join us, and awaken your Krishna consciousness. Last few weeks I've been speaking about the miseries of this planet, the miseries we face. I'll continue on that with the remedies for it, which Lord Krishna himself tells us how to get out of these miseries. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ashrada dhana purushya dharma yasya parantap aprapamam nivarantante tadadham mrityu samsar vartamani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purpose of this verse is that the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is the is most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, yata tariru mula nischayanana. Triptyanti tata skanda bhujava pashas pashakah pranopahaka chayat yatendriyanam tatayuva sarvaham achutyata. By giving water to the root of a tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of Supreme Lord. Sarva dharman pratyaje mamekam sarnam braj. Krishna, the personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfection stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they don't have complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activities that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motives, and as soon as they are economically a little better off, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well-versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti or service to Krishna is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus they are superior to the third class, which have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of failing. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Those who have no faith even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply illogy, find the path very difficult. Even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service, for them there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in discharge of devotional service. Those who do not accept it as authority, so the result is that they can never have any connection between directly with Krishna. aprapya mam, because they do not have any access to Krishna. Therefore, nivaratante, they remain. Nivaratante means remain. Where does do they remain? Mirtyu samsara vartamani. This life, birth after birth. Birth, death, vartamani means this life, birth, death, go on like that. And that birth, death does not mean that next birth you will have similar facilities of similar life, human life. No, birth, death means you also have risk. You can get your next birth not exactly as a human being. You may be transferred to any other country or any other planet or any other species of life. There is no certainty. That will depend on your work. This is called the path of birth and death. Mirtyu samsara vartamani. Have your birth, remain for some time, enjoy for, or suffer, then again give up this body and enter into another womb of another mother, human being or animal. Then prepare for your next body. Then come out, begin your work. This is called Mirtyu Samsara Vartamani. If anyone wants to avoid this path of birth and death, then they must take to Krishna consciousness. This is not my vision or my Acharya's vision. The Lord says Himself, if you want to study Bhagavad Gita seriously, then here is a point. If you read Bhagavad Gita as a matter of relaxation, that is different thing. But if you want to take benefit out of Bhagavad Gita, this instruction is very much important. Ashrada dhana purusha dharma asya parantapa aprapya mam nivarantante mirtyu samsara vartamani. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 text 3. Mirtyu samsara means we are passing this path again and again. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked once, what is the most wonderful thing in the world? He replied, anye aha ahani lokani gachanti yam mandiram shesah istitam ichanti kim aascharyam ataparam. The most learned thing, most wonderful thing in this world, you have heard seven wonderful things in the world, but Yudhishthira Maharaj says this is one most wonderful thing about this world is anye ahani lokani gachanti yama mandiram. Yama mandiram means the temple of death. Every minute, every second we are experiencing, living entities are going to the temple of death, other men, animal, and so many creatures. This world is called Mirtulok, the planet of the death. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Anyahani alokani gachanti yama mandiram. Ahani means daily, every day, every moment. But those who are still alive think, oh, death will not take me. I am alive. He does not think that he is also subject to the same principle of dying. He does not take it seriously. This is called illusion, maya. He thinks, oh, that I shall live forever. Therefore, let me do whatever I like. Later on, I will start bhakti. There is no question of responsibility. Oh, this is very risky life. One should be very serious that death is waiting. As sure as death, that's the saying. If there is any surety in this world, that is death. Nobody can avoid it. And when there is death, no more your puffed-up philosophy. You are under the grip of nature. Prakriti kriya yani gunah karmanai. Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 text 27. At the time, you are not this stout and strong body that you don't care for anything. Then you are smallest, fragmental portion. You are just under the material atmosphere, under the mercy of material nature. And that material nature will give you some kind of body for which you are fit. Then again begin your work. This is the position. If you want to take that risk, Krishna says, then go on. But if you don't want to take this risk, then take up to Krishna consciousness. There is no other alternative. Prapya mam nimarantante mirtu samsara vartamni. Being subjected to samsara, the cycle of birth and death, does not guarantee that one will necessarily get a similar facility for understanding Bhagavad Gita in the next life. One may not necessarily be born again as a human being, or in New Zealand, or in America, or in any other planet. There is no certainty. It will all depend on our work, on the path of birth and death. We take our birth, remain for some time, enjoy or suffer, then give up this body and enter into the womb of another mother, either human being or animal, and then prepare another body to come out and begin our work again. This is called Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. If one wants to avoid this path, this repeated birth and death, it must take to Krishna consciousness. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshanam Doshanam. Intelligent persons should always keep in mind, these are my real sufferings. These sufferings are real. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Therefore, material existence is called samsriti. This samsara, this material existence is just like Dhavanal. Dhavanal means forest fire. Usually nobody goes to set fire in the forest, but it takes place automatically. Even if you don't want, it will come. This is samsara. Different stages of suffering is called pravarga. This is pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. That's pavarga. This is called pavarga. There are five vargas in Sanskrit grammar. Ka varga, cha varga, ta varga, ta varga, and pa varga. Pa varga means these five alphabets. Pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. Our sufferings is first pa, parishram, laiva. You cannot get anything in this material world without laboring. That is not possible. Just like we have got a nice temper. We got it by laboring. We had to collect donations, funds, draw up a plan, get it approved by the council, hire builders to build it. The temple is not by accident, automatically. By chunk it has come. There must be labor, parishram. That is fa. Then fa. Fa means in English you can say frustration. In Sanskrit is fena, which is in English is foam. When you work very hard, there is foam in your mouth. We have seen animals, horses, bullocks have foam in their mouths when they are working, when they are laboring. Hard labor, foam comes out. First parishram, then foam, fa, fen. And ba, ba means vyartha, useless, frustration. Despite so much hard labor, it's still frustration. Human beings are working like asses. This is called vyartha. You work hard and hard and hard, still you will not be successful. You will have to work harder. That is called pa, pa, ba. And bha, bha means fearfulness, bhaye. just like the animal is working so hard and still he's afraid of the master. The master may whip me. Bhai, that fearless is everywhere. Hare Nindra Bhai Maitun Cha Samanya Etat Pashubhir Narana. The ox, the bull, they are afraid of the driver, the owner, and we are afraid of our leaders, our government, of our so-called masters and so on. That you cannot avoid. That is not possible. Sada samudvegan dayam asadapagrata. Because we have accepted this material body, we have to always remain in anxiety. You cannot avoid pa, fa, ba, bha, and finally ma. Ma means mrityu, death, frustration and die. And again pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. Again begins with pa. This is going on. This is repeatedly pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. Pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. If you take to Krishna consciousness, then this pavarga pava vavama will be counteracted. Not otherwise. Not. It is not possible. Therefore, he says, dayamananam. We are suffering. Narottam Das Thakur sings, visaya visale dibha. You see, here jwale, jwala means a blaze fire. So this samsara visale, it is not ordinary fire, but fire from poison. It is more infectious, poisonous fire, just like the atomic bomb. There is heat, but what is that heat? It is called radiation. This world is entrailed with many sufferings, either illicit or legal. There is suffering. So many things are there, apavarga. But Krishna is the only means. When one is attracted to Krishna, if you don't contact with Krishna, then you will be suffering. Devotional service is real dharma. Because dharma means dharma tu sakshad bhagavat pranantam. Lord says, sarva dharman parityaje mamekam sarnam braj. Manamana bhavmada bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evsasi satatam te prati jane priyasi me. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homages unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 text 65. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in continuous connections with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord promises that if anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. The most confidential knowledge is spoken to Arjun. Everyone who follows the path of Arjun can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjun. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluest boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of God, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Vara, Narasimha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna continues the most confident, constitute the most confidential part of the knowledge. And this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna. This is the mission of human life. To go back home, back to Godhead. That is the Tvekta Deham Punarjanmana Naiti Mamyati Kunteya. The real mission of life, how to go back to Krishna, how to go back to Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual world. That is real mission. But that we do not know. People do not know that there is another world, the spiritual world. There is Vaikuntha Loka. This is the material world in one, which is one fourth, one quarter of creation. This material world is maintained as one quarter of the creation, one fourth of the creation. The three fourths, the three quarters of the creation is the spiritual world. Parastasmata tu bhava anya. There is another nature we do not know. We are simply interested with this one planet. There are so many material planets, but above that there is another spiritual world, and there are innumerable spiritual planets as well. They are called Vaikuntha Loka, and the topmost Vaikuntha Loka is Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Loka. So let's have some kirtan.
Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare
केशव